Blackstone Audio presents The Good Children by Kate Wilhelm. For Gordon Van Gelder. Chapter 1. Brian heard the van first and shrieked, "They're coming!" He was jumping up and down, no longer able to contain his excitement. I think he wet himself that afternoon, although he denied it and said the dampness was from spilled root beer. He had turned 6 a few weeks earlier, in May. Kevin was sitting on the porch with both feet one step down, his arms resting on his knees, his chin on his arms, a very uncomfortable-looking position. He had not moved for a long time, praying maybe, or just willing things to work out, or planning his strategy if they didn't. Where Brian was open and transparent, Kevin had folded in on himself and become impenetrable. He stood up only when the van pulled into the driveway. Amy had been perched on the porch railing, one foot on the floor, swinging the other one like a metronome. She stood up and moved closer to Kevin. They were like that, automatically drawing closer when there were problems, or in the face of strangers, or when there was simply a great change coming, as if they strengthened each other in a way I couldn't share. Kevin was 15, Amy 14. I was 11, an awkward in-between age, too young for their newly discovered secrets, their approaching adulthood, too old for Brian. I had been snooping all around the house, peering into windows, trying doors, tiptoeing to see inside the...